Saints, what they are is what you ain't. You go on all cripple fisted, you know you're strong enough to lift this. How's it feel to play Saint Joan? Nothing would cheat it, poor burnt bone. I will not murder, I will not martyr, I will hit you harder. I am made of iron, iron maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. Saw St. Agnes being good, so on the road they went to kill her. One strike of his sword killed that little girl. She cried, I belong to my Savior. I am made of iron, iron maiden bleeder. Keep back, keep back, keep back 100 meters. I will not martyr. Feel to play St. Clair. Our bodies are not made of brass, they're made of thread and air. And blood comes out in pints and liters. Keep your paws off filthy cheaters. It takes 2 men to hold me down. It takes 3 men to hold me down. It takes 9 men to hold me down. It takes 2 men to hold me down. It takes 9 men to hold me down. It takes 12 men to hold me down with a broken bone and a gashed up crown.
I will not.
a sound and too divine for hearing. Ah, ah, stirs on the earth and trembles in the air. Ah, ah, is it the thunder of the Lord's appearing? Ah, ah, is it the music of the people's prayer?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM. I am in the studio here, well, on the phone with Rodney Sharman. Can you hear me, Rodney?
I can.
Awesome. And we are talking about the Turning Point Ensemble's concert, which is this Sunday, part of the Push Festival. And we are talking about some of Rodney's music, and you've got a big premiere coming up, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
It's a chamber symphony with Turning Point Ensemble.
Exactly. And let me just get my headphones organized here. So, and I guess we're going to play something now just for you listeners to sort of get an idea a little bit about Rodney's music. We were just talking about this. So, Rodney, do you want to let them know about a little bit about this piece we're going to play?
Certainly. The piece is called Erstarrung, and it's a German word that means coalescence. It's an unusual word because it means to gradually freeze. It also, alas, is the word that is used for coagulation of blood and so on. But it's also a poetic title in that it's the name of one of Schubert's songs from Die Winterreise, which is also called Erstarrung, when he freezes. Not to say that he's freezing with cold, but rather that he freezes and can't act.
Okay.
You know, he's in love. He's standing outside her, looking at her window, and he's frozen. But frozen in the sense of not being able to move, which is what this title means. I had been studying in Germany, and German is at the time I was extremely fluent in German. Now my German's still pretty good, but this piece was written for a Dutch ensemble called Het Nieuwe Ensemble, and at the very core of the ensemble is mandolin and guitar and harp. So it has this kind of glittering sound. In addition, I used baroque flute, bass clarinet, percussion, one violin and one double bass. This is the piece that really established my reputation as a young composer. I was about 24 when I wrote it, and it was done a few times in Amsterdam. But the important performance was at the Darmstadt Summer Music School, and there were a number of people who heard that performance And all of a sudden, and with this weird combination of instruments, I had performances in Australia, in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, a few in Canada, others in other European cities, and so on. People were just excited by the music, and it became a kind of important piece for me. It was also selected for the Young Composers Competition when the CBC still had one, and it won first prize. That was back. That's back in 1984. So the piece is, well, that's sort of a frightening amount of years old. It's almost 30 years old.
Almost. Wow. That's oh, that's great. Well, I guess let's take a listen to this now. We'll get people warmed up.
And it's nice too because it's conducted by Owen Underhill, who will be conducting the Chamber Symphony on Sunday night.
Oh well, that's I like how things like that work out. Good. Okay. Well, we'll take a listen to this. Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you.
Thank you. January 28th, prepare for the Triple Threat Show of the Season. Local garage rockers, the Pack AD, on tour to support their latest album, Unpersons, live at the Rickshaw Theater. With special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, advance tickets are available at Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu Records, or at liveattherickshaw.com. That's the Pack AD with special guests, Pierced Arrows and Black Wizard, live at the Rickshaw, January 28th. The Pack AD at the Rickshaw Theater is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Okay, Rodney, can you hear me here?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. So we're back on air, and everyone, we're listening to Rodney Sharman's music, and we're talking about the Push Festival concert that's coming up this Sunday with the Turning Point Ensemble. It's called Colorful World, and it's at the SFU Woodwards at 8 p.m., so... Want to tell us a little bit about your about the piece that you're premiering here.
The piece is called Chamber Symphony. It has a fairly abstract title.
Yes.
And it's in two movements. Most symphonies are in four movements.
Mm-hmm.
And the first movement has this kind of conversational form that we call sonata form, which has usually two ideas and its variations over time. Then there's a second movement, which is a slow movement, then a dance movement, and then some kind of finale. The dance movement can sometimes be what is called a scherzo, which means that a joke, literally. And so there's a kind of playful or sometimes wickedly playful or demonic aspect to that. So what I have done is I've written a two-movement symphony in which the first movement and the second movement, that is to say this kind of a conversational movement and the slow movement, take place simultaneously.
Okay.
The first movement is both of those things.
Okay.
And then the second movement is both a scherzo, this kind of dance, this kind of wicked sense of humor, and a dance. It has aspects of the dance and of a finale all at once.
Okay.
It's scored for one of every instrument, pretty much. There are two clarinets and there are two violins, but otherwise it's one flute, one oboe, one clarinet, one bassoon. Well, actually, two clarinets, bassoon, horn, trumpet, trombone, harp, piano, doubling, celesta, percussion, and strings.
Okay.
So it's an unusual combination of instruments. It's called a sinfonietta. Classical music, we always call these things sinfonietas. So it's like a symphony orchestra, but with no strings and with one of each instead of multiple winds.
No strings attached there.
So this is a very tricky ensemble to write for. If you're not careful, the strings are, they disappear in the sound of all these wind instruments.
Okay, yeah.
So you have to be very careful with balance.
Mm-hmm.
But this, as I say, the piece is abstract, but it does have something to do with the rest of the program. Debussy is one of my favorite composers and a spectacular orchestrator. I've learned a great deal from studying his music, and I like to think that my piece has some of the delicacy and finesse that his orchestration has.
Mm-hmm.
Takemitsu is somebody whose music I've liked very, very much over the years. I only met him once, but he was a friend of my former teacher Morton Feldman, who also has a piece on this concert. There's a little tribute piece, a little
solo trumpet piece.
And I was one of Morton Feldman's last students before he died. And I had dinner with him at least once a week for a year. So
wow.
I knew him personally as well as, as well as being his student.
He is one of my favorite composers.
I was very privileged to have studied with him. In fact, I have one of his Shaker tables. That was given to me after he died.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really amazing. So, but the piece we're going to play now here is actually from your operetta.
That's right. It's from an opera.
Opera, okay.
Well, you can call it an operetta if you like, but it's a chamber opera.
Okay.
So it's operetta tends to be light. This piece is not light. It's actually about Canadian diplomats in Africa and how, with the best intentions, we really, really screw things up.
Oh.
And the text is by Adam Egoyan, and if you know his film work at all, you know that there's always a kind of dark side to everything.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a little instrumental excerpt from it. It's called Suspended Waltz, and it's scored for mandolin, guitar, and harp, which was also at the center of the last piece that you heard. I love these so-called laissez-vibre instruments, all the plucked instruments, very much.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. So let's take a listen to this here. Thank you.
The alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Pick up your winter issue of Discorder, as the Jan-Sember issue is packed with goodies that will warm even the coldest of cockles. Take a dip with Dixie's Death Pool, a spacey art rock collective, or read up on local outsider pop music makers, World Club. Cozy up on the couch with Filmstripped, featuring a review of Color Me Obsessed, a documentary on The Replacements. And in case you missed the memo, 2012 is almost here. Check out the Discorder album picks of 2011. Don't forget to pick up your special Jan-Sember issue of Discorder.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to The Rib on CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm here talking to Rodney Sharman, a local composer, and we are talking about the upcoming concert at the Push Festival with Turning Point Ensemble. Hey, Rodney, are you here?
I am.
Great. So, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I know Takemitsu's music is very highly influenced by nature and his surroundings and other non-musical elements. And I was wondering, where do you take your influence outside of music?
That's a fantastic question. The piece that I've written for Turning Point, there are no outside influences that are extra musical, none whatsoever. It is an abstract piece.
Mm.
And I wrote it in a way to refresh myself after all my years of being composer in residence. I was composer in residence, really lucky to be composer in residence with the Vancouver Symphony, the Victoria Symphony, and the National Youth Orchestra of Canada. And part of that position is, you know, the relationship with the orchestra, the relationship with the audience, and explaining new music to audiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you become a kind of representative for composers and for the new. And in that, I did write a couple of pieces that are overtly programmatic, pieces that really had stories to them, and that had I wrote a violin concerto that was really about the Japanese concept wabi-sabi, where you have a kind of stillness interrupted by pain or bitterness.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Bitterness is how they put it. In fact, well, you're at the University of British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to the to those marvelous Japanese gardens, the Natobi Gardens,
mm-hmm.
and you walk around this circle of life,
yeah.
There's this water feature of a piece of bamboo that is hollowed out. There's a kind of bowl in it, and when it fills up with water, it goes really loudly, and so that in the stillness of this garden, you have this crack of sound that seems random, and in a sense it is, because you wait until the water is there.
Mm-hmm.
No one can predict when it is going to, well, perhaps there's some physicist at the University of British Columbia who can do it, but the effect is to break the stillness of the garden.
Mm-hmm.
So my violin concerto actually has that, and it's the timpani, these very loud drums that have that function in
mm-hmm.
in the piece. So yes, I take inspiration from nature sometimes, and yes, I take inspiration from literary things. I, after all, write songs, and I work with, you know, with dance and on the stage and with opera all the time, or as much as I possibly can.
Yeah.
Takemitsu, it's kind of it's interesting. He used to talk about writing music the way that one would paint a landscape.
Okay.
And he would one of the things that I found kind of fascinating when I first heard him speak, actually, he talked about this, was the inflated importance of orgasm in Western music, and that music didn't have to be about
Tension and release. I was talking to someone about this on the weekend. Yeah, exactly. So what was he thinking about this then?
When was he talking about that?
No, what was he saying? Then there's more of a flatness, maybe.
No, you've actually said it all.
Okay.
He was not a man to... If he said something, he was not a man to explain it.
Okay.
You know, there is a fantastic book, if you want to read his writings, called Confronting Silence, which is a great way of looking at music. He sees that, if I understand his aesthetic correctly, that he sees music as being painted on a canvas of silence.
Oh, yes, okay. Indeed. Okay, I can
see. He's probably best known to listeners for his film scores. He worked a lot with Kurosawa, and the most famous of the film scores is Ran, you know, Kurosawa's take on King Lear, mm-hmm. which is an orchestra score, which, as Kurosawa said to Takemitsu, I want Mahler, but more.
But more. Mm-hmm. So we're going to play Tree Line by
yes.
Takemitsu here, and this is actually conducted by Owen Underhill.
Correct. It's, in fact, because Owen had brought Takemitsu to Vancouver that I had the opportunity to meet him and to hear him speak.
Oh, okay.
And Owen is a fan of Takemitsu's music. You'll hear on the recording this beautiful, sensitive performance mm-hmm. by the Vancouver New Music Ensemble, who also played the piece that began the program.
Okay, great. But then now Owen's working here with Turning Point.
Correct.
Yeah, but just an aside, how has it been working with them? Have you heard the piece?
I've heard excerpts of the piece because this was a commission through the Vancouver Olympic Committee money. So it's all VANOC money.
Oh.
And as part of that, there was this whole workshop process, which means that I got to write things and try them out. So I wrote about 10 minutes of music,
mm-hmm.
7 minutes of what became the last movement, and about 3 minutes of what became the first movement, plus all of these other little sections, things that I wanted to try and had the opportunity to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up by radically simplifying the second movement. There were too many layers, and it wasn't satisfactory. It's better expressed more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But the first part I was very pleased with and extended so that it's about 11 minutes. I took that 3 minutes and made it longer. So I've heard sections of it, but I haven't heard rehearsals yet. They begin on Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. So let's listen to this. This is Tree Line by Takemitsu and performed by the Vancouver New Music Ensemble with Owen Underhill. Here we go.
Thank you. Thank you. Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Come feel the joie de vivre and chase away the last gray days of winter at the Festival du Bois, March 3rd and 4th at Mackin Park, Mayotteville, in Coquitlam. The Festival du Bois happens every year on the first weekend of March and is a relaxed and unique atmosphere of a village party. Adults can let go to the sounds of folk, Celtic, and world music, and children will delight in entertainment created just for them. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy great original French-Canadian food, and best of all, it's an event for the entire family. For more information, visit the website festivaldubois.ca.
So that was some Colin Stetson in the background of that last little ad there. Cool, just noticed that. So if you're just tuning in now, you're catching the tail end of the rib on CITR 101.9. FM here at UBC, and I was talking with Rodney Sharman earlier, and his premiere is this weekend on Sunday, part of the PUSH Festival, International Performing Arts Festival here in Vancouver, and it's 8 p.m. And it's at the Faye Milton Wan Experimental Theater at the Gold Core Center for the Arts, 149 West Hastings. It's at the SFU downtown. So we right now are going to take a listen to the piece Tobacco Road, which is one of his cabaret songs that he's written. And I'm really running out of time here, so without any further ado, I'm going to put this on. But also tune in next week. I am in the studio interviewing Veda Hilly. She also has some... the Craigslist Cantata is being performed at the PUSH Festival, and I saw it last Friday. It was really wonderful. So without any further ado, here we are going to listen to Tobacco Road by Rodney Sharman.
You've been so long, long and hot and easy, easy to hold on to. You beast, so long, so high.
Oh, okay. For some reason, that was only 30 seconds long. Sorry, Rodney. I'm not sure what happened there. Okay.